Adam is in the house. He has announced that tomorrow is July 4th. Tomorrow he's going with Independence Day is now
light
September
those fireworks
4th.
Off. Yeah. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
Get out of here. Why do the three of us believe the fair is more popular than ever? What did we send? Not knowing the numbers from yesterday yet, right? I think we have five attendance records. Yeah. 256,000 people were out there Sunday. I saw our guy Blois was suggesting that Walls' appearance may have played a part. I'm voting no. I don't think it played a part with one person. Do you think one person said, I'm going to the fair?
Well, how soon?
Because the governor is going to be out there?
Was it common knowledge he was going to be there Sunday?
I think we in the media
knew
Thursday or Friday. Yep. But public Saturday?
At least Saturday it was made public, yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, do you think Blois? I just don't see it at all.
I don't see that. Like,
I would think
now's my chance to go see Governor Walls. Or?
I would think some might be saying, wait, there's going to be even more security?
I was going to say, no. I would
it gives me
it.
More like, reason to not go.
I'll skip it and go Monday.
What are you seeing there, Dave?
I was just looking at the daily attendance. We had 225,000 on Friday. Saturday, I was out there.
Insane.
It felt completely slammed, and that was only 207. I thought that would be the busier day compared to Sunday.
Yeah. Why? Yesterday was really busy.
So what is going on? We've had the food wave for, what, 10, 15 years? The thing about the food wave, though, so many people I talk to, they still go to the standbys, which is fine. You do you.
Yeah.
So that's when I wrestle with how much is it the places are coming up with all the great food. And I got to be honest, this year, I don't think there was one new food where I thought, I absolutely have to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was a lot of good stuff.
Yep.
Obviously, the deep fried ranch was the star of the show. And as a ranch hater, it was better than I expected. You know, what I've waited in line. Oldest boy again was out there. They were out there with a few couples. One woman waited in line an hour and 15 minutes for those donuts.
Those donuts were amazing, by the way. The Amish donuts?
Yes.
Yeah, they're incredible.
They're incredible.
But not, yeah.
There's no donut
no.
on planet Earth without an automatic orgasm. Am I waiting an hour and 15 minutes for? I mean, Dave, hour and 15 minutes. What are you waiting for?
Big donut.
Big donut. Man.
I had a bite of one. Shaletta brought some to the booth, and I thought, that's good.
They're really good donuts.
I thought it was good.
It was very good.
Was it blow my mind good? No. Yeah.
No. So why? Why is the fair so?
I think it's the vibe of the fair. Like yesterday, too, like even Jen and I, we love the fair. We like just hanging out. It's kind of a good date day to go out there. And even yesterday, so we were planning on it because I thought, you know, Monday, Labor Day is usually fairly quiet out there.
Perfect outside yesterday.
It was perfect outside, and we're done with the show, and it was really crowded. I'm like, man, it is really crowded today.
Are you saying because of the Adam and Jordana show?
Totally. So,
there sounds like there's
live.
A hint.
Well, hey, we were live. I don't know if I can't speak to anybody else.
Proud that it wasn't live.
And we're so for like a split second. My mind's like, maybe we should just leave. But then I'm like, no, this is like the I love the vibe of the fair. Once you're there.
Right.
Right.
Dave, Adam's saying the vibe. I don't know. Has the vibe changed that much?
No. And I think that's the brilliance of it. It's still the same great Minnesota get together. It's still the same attractions. Yeah. You know, you add a couple, lose a couple.
Right.
But I mean, yeah, we go every year. Just, you know, aside from working, but for fun. And yeah, I end up getting a lot of the same foods, try some new ones, but you know, it's always the Tom Thumb mini donuts. It's always a cheese curd. It's always Pronto Pups. It's those once a year traditions. It's dipping back into our childhood a little bit.
Yeah.
Adam, how often you wear a suit and tie to work?
I don't think I've ever worn a suit and tie. Well, I'm sure there was some instance where I wore a suit and tie.
But it was something afterwards, right?
No. I'm sure I had to cover some event where I had to wear a suit. Yeah, like, so for, like, back doing election coverage, if I had to be out on site on election coverage,
yep.
I wore a suit and tie.
Are we doing debate after dark next week?
Oh, I don't know. Nobody's approached me about
it. Yeah? I don't know. Do you want to do it again? I thought we had fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like you're excited about it.
Can we do debate next day?
It's past your bedtime. I know that.
It's past my bedtime.
Guy takes his teeth out for after a bonanza finishes at about 8:15. You know?
Matlock. How about the new Matlock? You know, they're rebooting Matlock with Kathy Bates.
I saw that. That's an interesting selection. Adam, was there ever a time the media was biased in favor of conservative viewpoint? And if so, when and why did it change?
I don't think so.
I would say we have outlets such as Fox News, conservative talk radio,
right,
which are massively popular.
Yep.
Fox News dominates its competitors. Conservative radio dominates. Twitter is run by Elon Musk, who posted a picture of Kamala Harris, what is it, a Chinese communist?
Yes.
Okay, so now Twitter's owner is pushing heavily for Donald Trump to win the election and posting photos of his opponent as a commie.
Yep.
I think I just gave you three.
If they could only catch it, if they could only get their voice out there.
Yeah. So
censoring conservative views.
Are there a long list of traditional media outlets, newspapers, TVs, where I wonder? Yeah.
Yep.
I do.
Yep.
I also think at times there's just good reporting, which isn't favorable towards a conservative, and people are just assuming there's bias. Yep. Okay. What has popped up again lately, Esme is interviewing Scott Jensen in 2022 at the fair. And Scott, who I have a good professional relationship with, I just saw Scott at, when the U.S. Amateur was at Hazeltine. Saw Scott out there? Fair. I mean, I was highly critical of Scott's run. Scott also came in here a year ago and did a mea culpa. Scott Jensen's been on the show multiple times since Tim Walz was last time on the show 2 years ago. But CCO lost their feed from the fair. There was a technical snafu. They happen. My God, no technical snafus happen at this radio station, do they? And in this era of Twitter, just let's go the bonanza either to the far right or far left, they're convinced this was somebody apparently within the Walz administration who flipped a switch.
Yeah. Prove them wrong.
If you want to go with, you know, you don't agree with Esme's reporting or Hauser's reporting, fine. But the idea that there's a switch and a conservative's making a valid point, and we're going to cut him off. Lunacy.
It is lunacy. It's complete lunacy.
It just is. It's 47 past 12. Let's keep those texts coming. 651-461-9226. What is our music theme today? Is it tied to school starting?
Yeah. We got schools. We got teachers. We got buses. We got all tied to the first day of school for a lot of Minnesotans today.
Van Halen, Hot for Teacher?
I thought about that one. Who was? I was smoking in the boys' room. You'll hear that.
Yeah. Who was your hottest teacher?
Oh, that's a great question.
Thank you. Put that down. Chet Hartman asks Adam Carter, who is your hottest teacher? More great questions on CCO Radio.
That'll be in the tweet.
I don't really remember any that were super hot. No offense to any of my teachers. And that's men and women included.
A lot of them are listening right now.
Yeah. Bunch of Uggos in South St. Paul. Huh?
Should Walz have headed over to the Never Walz booth?
Yes.
100%, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do we think he did not hear the question about the six hostages killed? If he didn't, it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing because you can't even just say, like, it's a tragedy. And so I
he heard the other questions. He's looking seemingly where the sound is coming from.
Yeah.
And again, if you missed it, this is the governor. He's in the dairy building.
Mm-hmm.
Puff question.
He's got a malt in his hand. Yeah.
And then what do you want to say about the six hostages who were killed? Waits about a beat and said, all right, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And walks away.
Yeah.
I don't know if he couldn't hear it.
I don't know either.
But I know he heard the other questions. Yeah. And Governor Walz is smart enough to handle that question.
Yes, he is.
And if somebody told him beforehand, only ask light, fair questions, they gave him awful advice. And by the way, that doesn't take him off the hook for me. He should say, that's fine, Mr. and Mrs. Handler.
Yeah, right.
I can say, this is another tragedy. This has been horrifying since October 7th. Mm-hmm. We need to find a way to get the hostages home and also treat the Palestinians with respect.
Yep.
That's just not a tough answer, right?
No, not when you're that high up and you're that far along as a politician. That's seasoned.
You're supposedly a heartbeat away from the presidency if you win, and you couldn't do that one? I just don't understand. Adam, is it wrong to wait in line for an hour and 15 minutes for donuts, buy two dozen, then go back in line and start selling them for a huge markup?
That's called capitalism, baby.
I think it is.
Probably can't do that, though.
So the line was so long. Right? Somebody videotaped it. I forget who. And it just goes on forever. I think there were some estimates the line was 2 hours. What did they cost? They were brought to us for free.
Susie said they were $8 a pop yesterday.
Okay.
Eight a piece? Yeah. Are you surprised seeing the other prices out there this year?
No, not at all.
No, that's why the Giant Slide is still the greatest bargain out there. It's $4.
Yep.
You know, it's $4.
Yep.
Not in the corn roast. Corn is still $4.
Yeah,
I think the Skyride, the Space Needle, is only $5, I believe.
That sounds right. Yep.
It's a long line, though.
For what?
Space Needle.
No. Like, I walked by it a couple of times.
Really?
Barely any line.
Well, we tried to do the Skyride when Q was out there.
Uh-huh.
Super long.
Line, yeah.
Super long. If there's, like, a sign where it shows how long you're going to have to wait.
Yeah.
And it's $8, and you're willing to wait in that line, and Adam Carter shows up, and it's for $15.
Oh, no question.
Not even a second's thought, right? Because I get people saying, no way am I paying $8. And it's a very defendable position,
by
the way. But if you're in that line for 2 hours, you know what you're saying? I'll do it.
Yeah.
Was today more emotional than other days for you? With your oldest in her senior year?
A little bit, yeah. It's realizing that she's a senior, and man, time flies, man. It's just been seeing those pictures that I found. It's a big day.
I heard you and Jordana talking about and saying this is a year to, you know, mm-hmm. buckle down. I think Jordana's right. I think it's probably the junior year, right?
Yeah. I said I probably should have had that talk with her last year.
But it's still good. When did she start applying for schools? Or is she going to college?
Yeah.
Right about now, yeah.
She wants to. She's got her eye on a couple. She has St. Kate's. Where her mom went.
What about where dad went?
No. I don't think she's even thought about it. I'll ask her.
Either one?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Is that because she's running from your past? Or?
Maybe. I haven't really encouraged him. I mean, my time there was fine, but I don't really go out of my way to bang the Gustavus drum.
Chad, time and place. The question was not appropriate in that situation. Jeez Louise. Talking about Walz. Give me a break.
Yeah, no.
He's right in front of you.
Yes.
He's the vice presidential nominee.
A newsworthy item.
A newsworthy item is six hostages were tortured and killed, and we can't ask the vice presidential nominee that question? By the way, did you see Kamala this weekend getting out of the... limousine, she's got her headphones in. Just to avoid even hearing the questions. Honestly. One interview, and we're not going to get another interview before the... from a week out, are we? Week from today is the debate.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Is she going to do... what's your guess? Will Harris... We're 2 months and a couple days away from the election. Yes or no, will she do a formal press conference before the election?
My gut would say no.
I don't think she is either.
She has to.
She should, though, right?
Oh, yes. Just somebody who cares about journalism, yeah.
1,000%. You want to hang out for the next couple hours?
Nope.
Wow. Adam hates the show. Put it down in ink. Ari is next, and then early next hour, is Dave Harrigan a terrible parent?